Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, we're in Quiet Time Coaching number 194, and we are in the final verse of Psalm 129. It's verse 8. It reads, "May those who pass by not say to them, 'The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.'" This is a very special phrase. It's meant to mean something. It's not just something that trips off the tongue without significance. It's a kind of greeting that shows approval. It denotes inclusion. It offers hope that God is with that person. In Ruth chapter 2, verse 4, just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters, "The Lord be with you." And they replied, "The Lord bless you." It's we are part of this community is what that is expressing. And what we've had so far is an understanding of that there are people who are oppressing or have oppressed Israel, that they are those who are wanting to destroy them. They hate Zion. They are implacably opposed to the people of God. And so it's important that no one goes around blessing them, letting them feel that their behavior is acceptable. They are not included here. They are excluded. As the New Bible Commentary puts it here, those who hate Zion will prove transient, verse 6, unsuccessful, verse 7, unbefriended, and excluded from the community of blessing, verse 8. What it brings to mind is a soberness that being someone who hates God's people is not a recommended position. Let me take us on a slight tangent. It is a bit of a tangent, and it's slight, but it might be relevant for many of us who listen to these podcasts. It certainly feels relevant to me personally. You see, whether the heart behind the psalmist's wish is right or not, we can feel the sincerity behind his sentiments in verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. He sincerely hopes that they will be like grass on the roof. He sincerely hopes they'll be turned back in shame. He's full of conviction. And it makes me think about whether we're sometimes fully sincere when we praise people. His concern at the end is that these people may be accepted and, in a sense, praised when they don't deserve it. It's important not to use words lightly without thought to their meaning. I don't know if you've seen Simon Cowell on television in talent contests. I don't watch much of that, but I'm aware of his approach to developing talent, and he can be harsh at times, and there's no excuse for being harsh at all. But there's no doubting his sincerity when he praises a singer. You can see it on the face of the one being praised. Praise from Simon means something, which is not always the case when other judges praise a contestant. They know if they're praising him, he must really mean it, because he tells the truth, at least how he sees it, all the time. The Apostle Paul was sincere in his teaching and in his preaching. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. "We speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God." No one doubted the sincerity of Jesus, not even his enemies. Matthew 22, you can check it out later. Makes me think about whether I might sometimes praise people without being truly sincere. Sometimes as Christians, our desire to encourage becomes a higher value than our sincerity. When we say to somebody we love them, when we call them brother or sister, does it have meaning? Do these words trip off our tongue without an understanding of what it means to be committed to another as a brother in Christ, as a sister in Christ? Are we really giving them wholehearted love? Romans 12:9, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Have sincere love for one another. 1 Peter 1:22, love one another deeply from the heart. Well, a thought for us today to pray about. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you do genuinely love people. But let's be sure that we act it, not just say it. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.